What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Box Out Boys podcast. We're the NBA podcast of the people, your home for lukewarm takes and substandard analysis. I'm Titus Two Shots Dominguez. Enjoy me tonight. It's Chris, the Stats Man Gorman. Hit him with the stats, Chris.
Hi. The Nets are 19-3 when Ben Simmons does not make a free throw, and they are 1-7 when he does.
Wow. So they don't need him to shoot free throws.
Game on the line. He needs two free throws. He's got to miss them.
He's the prototypical NBA player. It's the lawn boss, Joey McCroskey. Get that, Joe.
Hey, hey.
Pre-show talk. None of that. And cleaning this all up in post, it is Adam the Brunson Burner Bruns. How are the levels tonight, Adam?
They are fantastic.
Fantastic. You heard it here first. New headphones making a sound.
Comfy.
Juicy.
Well, we got a lot on deck for you guys tonight. We're going to talk about the All-Star first returns. We're going to talk how hooked on the Bulls are you. They look great over the weekend. A little rough tonight, but that's okay. We're going to come up with some fake LeBron trades. Is it? Some fake LeBron trades. We'll talk about some other trade rumors from around the league. Chris has those locked and loaded. We're going to touch on KD's injury. Unfortunate timing on that one. Then we're going to play another round of playoff eliminator and eliminate three more teams from the playoffs, at least from the Box Out Boys perspective. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get into the All-Star voting returns. Second returns come out tomorrow, so that's kind of exciting. See the immediate updates if there's any changes. We'll start here in the West, where the leading guards are Steph Curry and Luka Doncic. The front court is LeBron James, Jokic, and Anthony Davis. Joey, any surprises, any shocks, anything you want to say on the first returns from the Western Conference?
So I got four guys on that Western Conference list that should be lower, in my opinion. So Anthony Davis, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves should be off. That's the LA bump, I think.
Yeah.
he's fine. He's having a good season, don't get me wrong, but that's not
he's not an all-star starter.
He defends Austin Reeves.
He's not there yet. Kawhi, that's the LA bump too. He's barely played enough games that I feel like we should consider. There should be a minute cap on these or something.
Yeah, that should be something.
Paul George, good season, but really that just seems I don't know. And then Anthony Davis too,
He's balling, but
he's balling, but
before the injury.
Before the injury, he's injured again, and his stats aren't actually impacting in terms of wins. Uh-huh. I guess you could say the same thing about LeBron, but LeBron, for what he's doing at the age he's doing, that's
kind of a legacy.
They've been winning lately.
He's
gonna get these votes regardless.
Makes kind of the point even more. He's an all-star, but is he at the top there starting at? I don't know. And then also, I think Dame should be a little bit higher.
Okay. I can see him above Clay and Russ for sure.
Yeah. Definitely above Russ.
Yeah, that's the LA bump. Chris, any thoughts on the first returns from the Western Conference?
No, the starting five is locked in. LBJ, Jokic. AD, maybe not AD, maybe Zion, I guess. I don't know. Curry and Doncic are the 1-2 in the guard in the backcourt. Anybody that might actually get started? Andrew Wiggins being fifth in voting. Are we really gonna do this again? Where Andrew Wiggins gets I get it, he's having a better last year's an all-star, but
if you think about it, it's it could actually happen with AD and Zion kind of being hurt everywhere, If Zion doesn't get to it, the right amount of games, if Anthony Davis is still out, during the All-Star break, it could get in a weird situation where Wiggins just kind of slides in as the next
sneaks in again.
That's kind of weird. Let's get weird for sure.
He's back now. Sorry, he's been back for a couple of games. Yeah. He was out for so long. He's only played 24 games this year. It's kind of weird to see him this high. Lori's the most deserving.
Yeah,
performance-wise, player. Despite the free-falling Jazz lately, but
free-falling. He's the guy I voted for when I did my vote. Too. So yeah, I went Lori, Jokic, James, Steph, and Doncic.
That was mine. That was my five too.
All right, it was a good five.
I had Zion instead of Lori, but I just said he's probably the most.
Any love for like
this is the Giannis era.
Yeah, the Giannis era. Let's not mention Giannis. Any love for like Ja or Shea in 3 and 4 slot? I mean, it seems pretty like the voting as far as the guards wasn't really close at all. It was Luka and Steph by a mile. But do you think any of those two guys should maybe slide in? Is that something that could happen?
I feel like they're all stars. I don't know about starters. I think that up. Maybe Shea over Steph, but Steph before the injury. Better stats than his unanimous MVP season, so it's hard to say he doesn't deserve. But they're also not winning. Oklahoma City isn't either, so it's kind of a coin flip there. And I think Steph just gets it on principle. He should.
A little legacy there too, yeah. Chris.
Man, my problem with Memphis or with Ja Morant in Memphis is that they at least continue to win without him. Like he's been out the last couple of games. I mean, I guess it's against Utah and San Antonio, but they're still. They don't miss with, you know, when remember last year when Ja was out?
Yeah. You know,
like, maybe we should trade Ja. It's like, let's not get nuts here. Like, you know, there are some crazy fans that want to trade prototypical great NBA players, like maybe people on this pod, but we can get to that maybe later. But, like, you don't trade a guy like Ja Morant even if your team is still winning. So, like, with that being said, he shouldn't be over because Memphis is still so good with, even without him. It's like, maybe this is a more popular system than. His well do and because Luka and Steph are just so dominant.
Maybe just on a good team. On a good team. I don't know.
And I like Damian Lillard, but he's been hurt. I think he's kind of like he's just an aging man, right? Like he's just kind of he can't play 82 games anymore. And the Blazers are free falling as well. Like we'll get to that later, but man, they're on a tough run lately.
Having a bit of a struggle there for the Blazers are. All right, let's go into the Eastern Conference. Your backcourt is number one, Kyrie Irving, Donovan Mitchell, number two. And then your front court so far is Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Joel Embiid. But this one, a lot closer battle. So Tatum is also in the mix here. He's just behind Embiid by about 100,000 votes. Harden and Jaylen Brown are right behind Donovan Mitchell. So that this one could see some fluctuation. Chris, any big surprises here or any guys you want to see a little bit higher?
The front court in the East is just so fun because the top four have 2 million plus votes. And Jimmy Butler is 500K and everyone else is below. It just drops off, right? It's just those four. I don't know. We can talk about Nick Claxton being at number 9, but it's not big. Paolo, I feel like he should get some more votes.
Paolo's in there.
I think he could be an all-star starter. The Magic are competitive. They're playing when he plays. The Magic look like they could win any night. Sorry, not a star. I mean, a reserve.
Yeah, all-star. Reserve.
All-star. The guards, Kyrie. Like, are there that many people?
Yeah.
Is this more of a political vote?
I don't know what's happening there. That's a
when Joey and I for
Trump yet, so they're voting
the free Kyrie's.
When Joey and I were talking about this when Tyson was on the pod a few weeks back, I mentioned Jaylen Brown, I mentioned as a guard, but James Harden, maybe he's on this list. Yeah, it's kind of tough. Like Haliburton, honestly, Haliburton should be getting more love, but he's in Indiana, so he's not going to get the appreciation he probably should.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
Joey?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago when we talked, I mentioned Jalen Brunson.
Oh yeah, he should be up here.
That to me is the biggest snub of all the snubs. How does New York fan vote not get him up there? I agree, Paolo should be higher, Haliburton should be higher too.
Derrick Rose is number 9.
Yeah.
I got the wrong guard on this list.
What is happening? Fans. So,
just for kicks. So Nick Claxton, right, you mentioned Chris shouldn't be on that list either. I wrote down a snub. Because if Nick Claxton makes the list, then like, hey, the snub is Vooch. Is really a snub.
Absolutely.
Vooch has 5 more points per game, 2.5 more rebounds, and 1.5 more assists this season compared to Nick Claxton, and he's in there. So like, that's just to me is a...
Yeah, that's just embarrassing.
This is a joke.
But Vooch is having a sneaky...
I think top five, though. Starting five in the East is relatively sound. I don't have a ton of problems with it.
Yeah. I think when I voted for it, I think I ended up going Brown, Mitchell, Durant, Giannis, and Embiid, I think is how I went. I might have gone Tatum. I don't know if I, I'd have to look that one. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I put Tatum in there.
Yeah.
We can get Embiid out of there.
Yeah, I think that's what I did. I think I got Embiid out of there. No,
Philly.
Fuck Philly. Who cares? But yeah, I thought it was a little surprising to see Kyrie up so high. It definitely was interesting. So one take I had is I kind of wanted, what would you guys think if they went to, instead of, you know, 5-5 from each conference, if they just went the best 10 for the starters? So league-wide, you picked 4 guards and 6 front court. And then you could just have, it would be, you know, LeBron, Jokic, and then the 4 guys from the East. And then that's your 6. And then you, if you had the guards, it's, you know, it's Clay or Steph, Luka, Kyrie, and Mitchell. Would that be like, because then you could kind of swap out conferences if there was an, you know, a loaded up, you know, position at one conference. What would you guys think about that idea? Would it be a little too crazy?
I like it. It kind of reminds me of how I think it was the Golden Globes or the Oscars are talking about doing non-gender awards going forward.
Yeah, just throw them all in there.
Just throw them all in. Throw them all together.
It was the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for the starters. And then I thought, like yeah.
But, like, so if it's only for the starters, then how do you do the reserves? Like, what if all 4 guards come out of the West? Then we need.
So then you would have. Yeah, yeah. You'd have to have this. So then you would have the same amount of positions.
I kind
of
like that more. Fair. Yeah.
But then the starters, then, like, all right, you get the best 10 guys as the starters. And then, let's go league wide, even it up, pick, you know, the same amount of guys from each conference.
I'm actually more for it than I thought. Yeah.
I thought it would be fun because I was like, it's going to suck not having Embiid, Tatum, Giannis, or Durant. Like, one of those guys is going to miss out on.
That's the thing. An AD shouldn't be there.
Yeah, an AD shouldn't be there.
Those 4.
Should they just kill the positions then?
I thought about that too, I was like,
I like the backcourt, frontcourt.
Frontcourt. That's what I like. I like frontcourt, backcourt. I think that's enough. And then you get like, all right, we get some small guys and some big guys.
I don't know. With the way that they're doing, like, the top vote getter then gets to draft their own team, like, that makes the drafting part more exciting, I think, if you have, like, position lists, because it actually takes some scheming and some strategy to build the correct team.
Yeah.
In the game.
I could see that.
Both of those would be fun, though.
I would love to watch that show again and see Durant not pick James Harden.
Oh, that was so good.
The entire time, like,
so also
amazing.
Well, that was just the first return. Tomorrow we get the second returns, and so next week we'll probably talk about that and see how it's looking going forward. We'll maybe start talking reserves soon, and obviously, hey, the All-Star game is right around the corner, man. Almost a month away. So
halfway point
to the season,
right there, right now.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into some of that stuff. But let's go into our second question of tonight. And that is, how hooked on the Bulls are you? Me and Joey are fishermen. Chris once had his fish murdered on a bonsai. So, I'm not sure if he's with us, actually.
Chris is frozen, like his fish.
Nope, he's coming back. There he is. So, yes. So, I'll quickly explain the levels while Chris gets himself. He never went back. We murdered one fish, and you watch a murder. You really can't go fishing. So there's if you're not a fisherman, there's several kind of levels here to how hooked are you. The lowest level is being spooked. You saw the bait. You saw the guy standing on the bank fishing for you. You took off down the lake. The next level up is you're looking at it. You're seeing it. You're like, hey, I might take a bite at this bull's bait. The third level is that you actually take a bite. You took a nibble. You're hitting it. You know, you're tapping on it. The next level up is that you're on the line, man. The hook's in the lips. You're shaking. You're fighting it up. But you get reeled in, and then our fifth spot is you're in the boat, and that's a top spot unless you want to consider yourself the super bonus. I'm in the pan. I've been breaded, and I'm frying for the Bulls.
I'm a shore lunch.
I am a shore lunch. So, Joey, let's go with you, man. How hooked are you on the Bulls? Do you want to add in tonight's fiasco to it, too? Let's talk it out here.
Yeah, no surprise. I'm in the boat. I'm fried in the pan, and I'm mounted on the wall.
Wow.
Even with tonight's game.
Here it is.
I'm rejuvenated by the run that Zach is on.
So I'll give you that.
Since the Minnesota fiasco, past 3 weeks, he's averaging 26.9 a game on 52% shooting and 47% from three. I think tonight probably is pretty darn close to that same stat line. I still have my same frustrations that I think we've discussed at length. But I am very excited about Zach turning the corner. I messaged the group earlier and, you know, said, hey, his bounce looks like it's back. And he said he feels better. His knee feels good. He's got a step back and he's attacking, and he's, instead of kind of beginning the season right, he was always going around people at the rim, and he started to try and go through them a little bit more. He's be more aggressive. His first step is fast, and his jumper does not look as flat as it did in the beginning of the season. It looks very wet. And
wet jumpers.
Yeah, so I'm hooked. I'm hooked emotionally because it's the thing I care about the most.
He's ready.
World. And I'm also hooked as a fan because I guess for my own pride, because I have harped on Zach LaVine being the guy for many seasons here. And
he's looking good right now. He's
looking good. I don't know if he's the answer to all the problems, but he certainly doesn't look like the problem anymore.
Yes. Chris, where are you at, man?
Yeah, I want to be hooked on the line. I want to be in the boat. But just like how that one time I went fishing, you know, you guys like just beat it down, chopped it up, and just used it as bait. I'm taking a bite. I'm just kind of like looking around like, all right, if you guys like cook it, maybe I'll have it. You know, like when Joey got that goose, you know, hunting, it's a little different, but like still tried the meat. I took a bite of the meat. I'm still harping on the Lonzo Ball injury updates. I've been following that, and
you really want to hurt yourself.
if he comes back, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm in the boat. Let's go. Yes. But like he's so far. Io's been fine, but he's another sophomore that's kind of not taking that extra leap that you would expect.
Yeah,
and so I'm not getting my hopes up too much. It's kind of like, you know, when you get your hopes up too high, sometimes you get destroyed. So trying to heed my expectations. Trying to keep them
low. Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at too. I've taken a bite. I would say last week when they started having that run, I was definitely looking. I'm definitely in right now as far on the Bulls. I've taken a few bites at their bait, but I'm definitely not on the line. I'm not quite sucked in just yet. I would think they still got a few problems. Like what Joey was saying, I'm very excited about how Zach has been playing. He looks very good right now. Hopefully this isn't just a stretch, and hopefully this continues, and this is him kind of getting right from that injury. He has looked very fast. The jumper has been on point. I'm still seeing some issues at the rim. He's been better at the rim, but I still don't love the way he finishes a lot. I don't think that's like an injury thing. I think that's him. But he has looked better. And then him and Io at times when they get running, it looks really good. And having Lonzo Ball back would make that better. I doubt he's coming back this season. And it also makes me a little more willing to maybe give DeMar a lesser role or maybe move on from him. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Dabble in the markets.
Dabble in the markets. Dabble.
If someone comes calling,
I would trade
for DeMar, P. Will, for Vooch.
What about Caruso?
Kobe, Caruso. I think
yes.
Everyone. Is there anybody off the table? Who's off the table?
Zach.
I think Zach's the only one.
Zach's off the table.
It would depend on depend on what you
mean. Like a Donovan Mitchell kind of offer.
Okay, yeah. Different story. But I don't think anybody's coming with that.
Okay,
like I'm willing to take lesser, probably not what they should be. Offers for like a Vooch, Patrick,
yes,
DeMar, just to get some assets. Like they have nothing, right? They're dry on picks pretty much.
Yeah.
And they're currently right middling in basketball hell. We're going to get the eighth pick for like the next 10 years. Something has to give. So I think nothing should be off the table.
Something's got to give.
Calling, saying, hey, here's two players and five picks, and first rounder, part of those five.
Because I think with what we learned kind of happened in the offseason, where obviously Zach got signed, but also Donovan got extended, that I think you're basically trying to make the playoffs. So if you got to do everything you can to make the playoffs this year, next year, and just keep trying to take your chances. So whatever that ends up being. Like you said, Vooch is a free, unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So, you gotta might have to get something, but who knows what you can get for him. All right, here we go. We got another question here in the chat. Bag of beans. Who would you vote the best player of the week?
Person you pick for the player of the week, if you had an name, what would it be?
All right, well, let's show that one. The person.
Hot sauce. I think Joey's got it right there. It's Flight 8 is the hot sauce name, and Zach LaVine is the player of the week.
I don't see any way you argue that the run of threes he had against Detroit. It was Detroit, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, against the Pistons was unreal. He was 11 of 13 in that game, and then followed it up against Boston and had another great game. Almost willed them back to victory. And that one when DeMar went down in the third quarter.
Put up, 40 tonight?
Yeah, for 38 tonight, I think.
Yeah.
But the minutes are up. Points are coming. Yeah. Like it, Zach, and the name is Flight 8.
Flight 8 sauce. It's got eight peppers in it. That's the hook. Eight different.
Brand. I kind of
want to make this now. Yeah.
Send that to Zach as a
Zach,
business
hey.
Opportunity.
I could pitch it with Stacy. Give me the hot sauce commercials. They write themselves here, guys.
Oh my god!
Yeah, right. Clip that.
Yeah, back sticker of the bottle is just Stacy with like a cartoon bubble coming out of his mouth.
Eight peppers. All right. Any other questions? Chris?
My best player of the week. Yeah, it's Jason Tatum. I have to highlight him because going into our podcast last week, he was basically taken out of MVP discussion because they got blown out by OKC. But since that moment, he's just been on a tear, scoring 35 points a game on average. Four wins in a row against Dallas, San Antonio, of course, Chicago, and New Orleans. In that Chicago game, he got that BS rip-through call.
Yeah.
But, he's just...
call.
I hate that call. Fact is, he still got it and kind of was like, oh, this guy's like a superstar, kind of. He knows what he's doing kind of thing. It's like he's taking his game to another level, and it just looks like he's another level as in playing the refs. And I don't know if he's an MVP, but I'm seeing him a little differently. I think, as we progress this year with him,
they have the best record in the league right now too. I think so.
We're calling him out,
but you got to name the sauce now.
I don't have a sauce. I have like the Tatum. There's got to be like a Tatum Taters.
I was saying, I just call them like hot taters or holy taters. That's what I would call it. Holy taters.
Tatum tots.
Tatum tots.
Tatum tots.
What is that? That sounds like an appetizer.
Yeah. Looks like taters. Tater tots. Tatum tots.
Tatum tots. Yeah. All
right. How are you not putting this together?
No, I get it, but my brain doesn't think sauce. My brain thinks tots. It thinks
tots. It's a good dish. Baskets with the
TNT sauce.
You sprinkle some Flight 8 on your Tatum Tots.
Flight 8 and your Tatum Tots. There we go. It's a whole meal here. This is for our basketball-themed restaurant. Bar. The basket bar.
The basket bar.
Trademark. The basket bar. Hashtag trademark. All right, well, let's move on to some more fake things we can invent. And we're going to talk about fake LeBron trades, plus Chris had some trades that could actually possibly happen, or we'll debate which one's supposed to possibly happen.
Wasted time of a segment with
this. This waste time of a segment, yes.
Let's talk.
I came with three trades. I wanted to trade LeBron to a contender, potentially, because he's wasting away this great season in L.A. So the first one I have is LeBron to Denver for Michael Porter Jr. and Bones Highland. Works in the trade machine. The second one I had is LeBron to Chicago. I had to try it for DeMar and Io. I thought that's a good, you know, you're getting rid of DeMar, and then obviously Io is the real piece that LA's getting back. And then I have LeBron to Phoenix for Crowder and the Cams, Campaign and Cam Johnson.
Hey, you started strong. Bones Highland and MPJ at least had me thinking. Last two were just the most disrespectful trades I've ever.
I know. I was just putting stuff in the machine and seeing what I'm like. Oh, that works. Dude, cool.
Did salary work out? Is that?
Yeah, that's. I was just salary only. This was, but the Denver one is the one I actually really. I was kind of.
I don't want. I sorry. I don't mean to like. I just. Yeah. I really like. Yeah, the Bones Highland MPJ Michael Porter Jr. Like nobody's talking about him this year. He's actually playing.
He's a piece. Just not,
he's a piece. He's a guy.
Like, he's a guy.
He was like 2 weeks in there.
So,
I like that. I had Denver down as well. I had Michael Porter Jr., KCP, and picks. It did work as well. The other one that I had was LeBron to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I didn't look into them.
For Hardaway Jr., Bertans, JaVale McGee, and then it'd be four picks. I actually I didn't go up this one myself. I looked this one up.
Four. Okay, so this is the Godfather.
Yeah, it'd be four picks. It'd be like two first rounds and then two first round swaps. But it was like a ton. But then I looked at the lineup and it was like Luka, LeBron, Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Maxi Kleba. That is. That's a good squad.
Yeah, Luka, LeBron. I mean, are you kidding me?
Like if you're getting three or four more years out of LeBron, like that's
two titles.
I think you've got two titles for sure in there.
Now, what about the rumor that's been going around this week that LeBron at the offseason requests a trade and goes to Golden State, and that the package is some sort of thing of like Wiseman, Kuminga, or Jordan.
I'm not
Poole.
Gonna lie. If that happens, I'm gonna quit basketball. I'm gonna quit the NBA. I'm not doing the podcast. I'm done.
Just that I want this to happen so bad. No. Not because you would quit basketball, because you wouldn't.
You really. Yeah. You sound a little bit more excited after I said that.
Now, actually, it's a bonus. But no, I just feel like it would be the greatest. Like, what did this actually just happen? And then I actually don't think they guaranteed it a win. I feel like it wouldn't be like a lock win, but I'd also be like, you know what, that team's going to be really fucking good.
Be really, really fun.
Joey, what do you think, man? You hate that?
I don't know if I'd quit basketball.
You'd be pissed.
I'd be pretty annoyed. I feel like it'd be fun to like watch during the regular season. Like it would just be exciting and flashy, but then when it got to the playoffs, you'd be like, great, this is pretty much done already. Like
I'm still not over when Durant actually went to Golden State, because Golden State was the most fun team to watch in the league, and then Durant went there and it was like, you took it away, guys. Like, they're better, yes, but they're not as fun to watch.
You know what I think the only reason why for me this would be fun, I mean the Durant team is fun for me too, but because they're all old, and it's kind of like this, let's get all these guys together for one last chance to beat these kids that are all coming up, the new era versus the old era, and I just think it would be awesome. And to see Steph,
that's what the Lakers did with Gary Payton, Karl Malone.
Yeah, it's what it would feel like. Yeah,
Kobe and Shaq, right?
And that's why I don't think they would actually. I don't necessarily think they would win for, like, easily. I actually don't think that. I think it would be a tougher series than people think. But I would love to see LeBron. If let's say they could keep Jordan Poole, if he had Poole, Clay, and Steph around him, what would you do? Oh,
there
that'd be
not
so
a
cool.
Name that would fit that line.
No, that's the greatest team of all time.
The death lineup is no longer valid. Yeah.
That's the Death Star lineup. I don't know what you would call that. The Death Star lineup.
I like that.
All right, Chris, you said you had some actual
potential.
That was
so serious that Chris had to put his beer down. He couldn't even hold his beer anymore. I heard it.
Was it you heard that too? Oh, man.
It was so serious.
That was just
great mics. He's so flustered now.
It's just that trade just bummed me out.
Yeah.
What was the third one you had? What was the third? Sorry. What was the
third one I had was him to Phoenix for Crowder and Campaign and Cam Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Let's move on. No need to touch on that.
So I had a likelihood of these trades happening. Boyan Bogdanovic out of Detroit. They want an unprotected first and a good young player. Do you think anybody in the league will actually make that kind of trade?
The Lakers need to do that. That's who needs to do that.
So, like, Austin Reeves, is he considered a good young player? Maybe he would fit the bill, and then an unprotected first in 2025?
Yeah, 25. Probably the only
good young
or 27, whatever it is.
It's the only seven. Good young player you send.
I think
so. I don't think it's a Boyan's just not that. Like, Detroit's going to keep him. Let's move on. John Collins, the man who's been getting traded since his, like, his second year in the league, it feels like.
Rumor to the Nets, too, right?
First off, what do you think of John Collins? And second off,
I think he's good.
Yeah.
But did you see what the Hawks are asking for him?
I haven't seen
That's why I just asked what you think of him first. Because
they're asking like Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert.
Oh, what are they? What are these people doing?
Right. Like, he's good. He's got value to somebody, but he's not. That's like a.
Yeah, you're not getting the haul.
That's like a two person for one or like a person and like a pick here and there.
Yeah.
Not. Brought back to the Cavs.
Oh, King.
We had it last week. I had the idea.
Yes, LeBron back to the Cavs. That was the one I did not work.
Yeah, at how did you not have a fake trade for LeBron to the Cleveland?
Because I forgot to do that one. I think I did. I know. I think it was Kevin Love and somebody else.
Darius Garland.
Darius Garland, yes. But I think the money was too much.
Yeah, because Garland has that poison pill.
Yeah, and Garland had the poison pill. But I think you could do it for straight up for Love. But there's no, like, what is.
Straight up, yeah.
Straight up.
Straight up. Who says no?
You have to require a third team. And
then, obviously Cleveland would probably be dumping a lot of their picks. They gave all their picks to, I was thinking of Utah, got all their picks, yeah.
Would LeBron to the Cavs, like this season right now, be, that team would be better than LeBron to Golden State?
No. No. Maybe long term.
I think so.
I think
with Jared Allen and Mobley in that front court.
Yeah, Allen, Mobley, Mitchell, LeBron, and Gart.
It's hard for me to say that they would be better than the.
I mean, Clay did drop 50 last week, right?
Yeah, Mitchell dropped 71.
I would maybe say they're maybe a more complete team.
Yeah,
more complete team, but better. That's weird. That's semantics, but
a lot of points.
I still think either way, I think they would. The Cavs win the title.
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron's not leaving LA. He's retiring in LA, according to Zach Lowe 5 hours ago in his latest pod.
He's retiring in LA. Come on, LeBron.
Why would you leave LA?
He shouldn't.
Even LA? I don't know why you don't just live in LA. You live in Houston. Go to LA. I understand it's a little more expensive, but, you know, I heard it's nicer in LA, maybe.
No, man, get him Bogdanovich. They need to get Bogdanovich, or they need to do the Buddy Hield Miles Turner. Give him DeMar. Yeah, there you go. Have him deal with that. Another guy that can't shoot threes around LeBron.
All right, and Duncan Robinson. Likelihood this guy gets traded.
This is a guy I would like to see the Bulls go get
for Pat Williams.
No, that would be like a Kobe White. I would be like somebody like that.
Yeah. It's just the contract's so crazy. Yes.
It's so high.
Like the fact that Miami did this. I can't believe they did this back to back. They did this with, I think it was Joe Harris or a different white guy, 3-point shooter that ended up flaming out. I can't remember his name. And then he went to Brooklyn. It was like 7 years ago.
Joe Harris. But yeah.
And then now they did it with Duncan Robinson. They're doing it. At least Hero's producing, but man. Yeah. But like there's rumors with him going to Dallas, because Dallas, you know, if you can get a 40% 3-point shooter, you know, spot up guy, that helps Luka a bunch.
Yes. Any shooters you can get around Luka, that would be fine. But like Duncan.
Patrick Williams, you think in Dallas?
He's too good for Dallas.
He's a spot up shooter.
Spot up shooter?
40% 3-point shooter.
He's better than Dorian Finney-Smith. Like, if you can't do that straight up.
Oh, my God.
Give me it. Injected straight into my
you guys need to watch other teams other than the Bulls.
Yes, that's the problem.
You guys get too jaded.
A lot of Bulls. A lot of Bulls games over
do
here.
I just want to ask you guys the over-under 1.5 players from the Hornets get traded by the trade deadline.
I don't even know who's available off the Hornets. Everyone. This is a team I'm not paying attention to. Yeah, this is a team I'm not zero attention.
I think it's three.
Because Dennis Smith Jr. is kind of like this year's Gary Payton II in a way. Where he's like redefined himself as the defensive stopper. He was actually training himself to become a football player, like to try out for the NFL, and then he went back to the NBA. PJ Washington He's been a guy that people He's want. A guy. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
All right. Yeah, that was
a big point shooter.
That's what everybody wants in the league right now.
Prototypical player.
The prototypical player. All right. Speaking of a non-prototypical player, Kevin Durant. He's been
What
down.
Do you mean a non-prototypical player?
He's what you really want. He's a diamond.
That's
player.
The worst segue I've ever heard.
That was a rough one. Ooh, that was a tough transition. It's coming off the rails here.
Speaking of not the kind of player you want.
This is the Washington Wizards game of podcasts.
Oh my God. The third quarter of the Wizards.
This is the third quarter. We're in the third quarter of the Wizards. We're getting blown out by 20. KD down 2 to 4 weeks with a sprained MCL is what I believe is what's been reported. This sucks. I hate seeing KD down. Joey, what do you think, man? Are you... you think Brooklyn's going to be okay? Do you think this is spells trouble for them? They were having a good run there and kind of flying under the radar. But
so I went through game by game. If it is a month, this puts them like right up almost to the All-Star break. Yeah. I think if he's out to early February, you probably keep him out through the All-Star break, which is like a week and a half after the month timeline.
Yeah.
So if that plays out, I had him going like 7 and 8. I think I went game by game.
Yeah, just see what was going on.
They've got a mix of some easy games and a mix of some tough games in there. They got Boston twice, but they've also got like Detroit in there and some other pretty cupcake games. But the big concern is like where do you find that 30 points on that team?
Yeah.
Right. Like you look around and it's like as a whole, right, when he's getting 30 and Kyrie's getting 25, that works for the other guys to get, the 15 to 20, that kind of range. But
yeah, like, you need somebody to step up.
Even if Kyrie ups his production, 10 points, it gets him into that like 30 to 35 range. That's still not enough to really take him all the way, right? Like, are you trusting Ben Simmons is going to become like,
where are you, Ben?
Consistent 20 points a game. Like, I don't have confidence in that. But I still think with Kyrie and some of the other pieces, they're good enough to kind of float around like a 500 mark if he's out for a month. Any longer than a month, though, I think the 7 and 8 just kind of keeps snowballing, right? You're probably winning one for losing every two, and it just kind of gets out of hand quick. But all reports seem to be this is not
as bad
from last year. This is a 2 to 4 week thing, and that's it.
Okay. Chris, any concerns?
I was concerned, and then like Joey, I looked at the schedule. They got OKC, they get the Spurs, they get Utah, they get Detroit. Yeah, this team's gonna be fine. They got TJ Warren, and Royce O'Neal to kind of pick up the slack a little bit. Utah Watanabe was a guy that everyone loved for like 2 weeks at the beginning of the year, and he's kind of steadily fallen off a little bit.
Free-falling.
And Ben Simmons, not free falling, but. And Ben Simmons, everyone's saying he's coming back, and maybe he is, but maybe his scoring picks up in the next couple weeks. I'll be interested to see that. Maybe they'll win some games with him hitting free throws. So
I doubt that. Mr. 41%.
Yeah, that's
prototypical. 6'10", long, can shoot.
Actually, 40, that's 40 why he was number 40. One overall pick.
40 to 42% is where we want to be. That's the number.
Well, from three.
Yeah, from the
from the
wrong line.
From the wrong line there, bud. Wow. Yeah, all right. I'm with you guys. I don't think this is a major concern. I definitely think it's a bump in the road. Hopefully it doesn't derail them too bad.
I can't believe Brooklyn. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. You don't like Brooklyn. All right, let's move on. Go ahead.
I was looking at our notes and we were talking about, Brooklyn's 12th. They're gonna be terrible. Brooklyn's going to be bad. Now they're the second in the East and it's like, oh yeah, Brooklyn's back. Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are kind of good. Players.
Yeah.
So was Kyrie
appointed as
voting?
I think because of all the nonsense. I mean, Kyrie's an absolute idiot, but everything that he does clouds the fact that he's a really good basketball player. But. All right. Well, let's move on and eliminate some really bad teams. Yeah. That was exactly blinded by the light. All right. So what do we say? We eliminated the last time we did this, about a quarter of the week, or a quarter of the way through the season, we eliminated the Rockets, Pistons, and Spurs from the playoffs. And I don't see any reason that was a wrong. Those were all right picks. So we're best, good.
Look at us.
That we've ever made.
Yeah, look three for us.
Three. Three for three there. Nobody came. I think it's going to be a little harder this round. So I found two teams that I was pretty. Oh, no, I found one team that I was for sure on. And then I struggled to come up with two other teams that I was definite on. Kind of curious.
I've got one for sure, one like 60%, and then I'm struggling for a third.
All right. Who is your for sure then?
Should we just all say at the same time?
Yeah.
Kind of three. One, two, three.
Orlando.
OKC.
Oh, I want to.
Whoa.
We all said three different ones.
I forgot Charlotte was out. But maybe, maybe those are our three teams.
Charlotte's my number two. That would, Oh, yeah. Charlotte's definitely number one.
Yeah. Charlotte.
Was Charlotte, yes.
Was the for sure lock. That was really funny. I thought we all had Charlotte for sure. Okay. Well, all right. So I'll do Charlotte. So Charlotte's 11-31. Everything is just terrible for them. They're just a bad team. Like, they were excited that Terry Rozier had a good game the other night. It was like, woo, okay, cool. So
cool.
Yeah, they're so far gone in the East. There's no hope on that side. So that's a for sure loss.
Yeah, you know what? Because they were below Detroit in the standing. Yeah, didn't look at them.
They are 8 games out of the 10 seed right now.
Yeah, they're toast. I went with Orlando. They're 3 games out of the 10th seed. They're a good team. They've been playing well. But they're 500 in their last 10, but they do not want to make the playoffs, I don't believe. And I think the teams ahead of them do. So I think that they're going to continue to stay down there. They might sneak up into that 11th seed or something, but I think ultimately they're going to miss it. Chris, who was your lock was OKC.
Yeah.
Why?
Similar reasons to why you picked Orlando. Yeah. You know, they're competitive. They're playing well right now, but like we've seen this last couple of years, Shea has not played more than 56 games. Actually, yeah. In the last 3 years, he's played 37, 56, and 35. You know, like, is he going to play more than 60 this year? I think they're going to shut him down again at some point to get another asset in the draft.
So, any other teams besides those three you guys would want to kind of shout out and put in the mix?
So, I got a list of some free-falling teams I wanted to call out.
Utah Jazz
are 11-20 in the last 31 games. Ooh. After their super hot start.
Here they come.
Of being 10-3. They're 11-20. Portland Trailblazers, 10-18 after starting 9-3.
Rough.
The Phoenix Suns, they are 6-15 in their last 19 after being 21. They're now 21-21. So whatever math is there. They were off to a great start. And then the East, we got the Toronto Raptors.
Yes, this is another thing I'm very concerned about.
Who were 7-14 in the last 21. The Atlanta Hawks, I added because I was high on the Atlanta Hawks earlier. I was high on Atlanta and low on Brooklyn, and it's completely flipped. They're 13-16, but like they're losing to the LeBron Lakers, and they just lost tonight to the Bucks, I think. Yeah.
I had that game on. I watched other games.
Like, this team's not going to beat anybody. They don't have a player that's better than any other team's best player. I feel like Trae Young's just not that guy. And so they're kind of like a steady negative team. Yeah. And then the Washington Wizards, who just won tonight, but prior to tonight, were 6-17 in the last 23. So good job, Chicago, on that one.
Well, P. Will, really showed him what was up. Give the business.
Out of those teams, I really wanted to cross off Washington until Kuzma hit that step back three.
Yeah, so Washington was another team I really wanted to cross off too. But yeah, I'm not sure.
They're flirting just close enough that I'm not ready to write it off yet.
I feel like those three teams are good. I feel like Orlando, Charlotte, OKC are good ones. Everybody else, I could still make a case. I do kind of see some of those teams you're talking about, Chris, as the free falling teams. They're coming. They might be in the mix next round at the third.
Yeah,
third
and quarter I didn't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they're
I said last time I was pretty confident the Lakers would be on the list. I really want my preseason prediction to be right, but they are.
Ooh.
I said Utah.
They're a half game out of the play-in, man.
So I really, really need Utah. Really need Rudy Gobert and Minnesota to start being better. So
Yeah,
we all do.
Yeah. Charlotte, Orlando, OKC. I
think let me talk to them.
So we've officially eliminated six teams from the playoffs. I don't think we've missed yet.
Next round will be a little.
Next round is going to be tough. Next
round, like at the All-Star break?
No, we'll do it at the about three quarter of the way through. So is that about the All-Star break? Yeah, it's about the All-Star break. Yeah. Do that around. Coming back from the All-Star break, we'll see who's left.
So yeah, Hornets, Magic, Thunder are eliminated. So we said.
All right. Yep. Hornets, Magic, Thunder added to the Spurs, Rockets, and Pistons. All right. Well, that is it for us tonight. Join us next week to talk more NBA basketball. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch at The Box Out Boys. Slide on those DMs. Join us Wednesdays around 8:30 and send us an email to theboxoutboys@gmail.com. And as always, like, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to this at now. We very much appreciate that. So for Chris, Joey, and Adam, I'm Tyson. Until next time, box out.